You're listening to the Live and Local show on Isle of Wight Radio, FM 107 and 102, playing Razorlight with Golden Touch. And then before that, you heard Simple Minds and Alive and Kicking. My name is Glyn Taylor. We're here right the way through till 11 o'clock tonight. And we have studio guests in this hour. We have Revenge of the Lawn. And I'm joined by Rob and Dave from Revenge of the Lawn. And I've been dying to ask you these guys these questions. How are you doing, guys?
Okay, man. Yeah,
you all right?
Thank you.
Excellent. Right, first question. Revenge of the Lawn, why the name?
You're to blame for that.
Ever since you first emailed me, I've been wanting to ask you that question.
We were sitting in my front room, and Rob said, what are we going to call this band then? And I looked at him, and just behind his head on a bookshelf, there was a book called Revenge of the Lawn.
And is that it?
Yeah, and we just said, yeah, we'll go with that.
It's not very exciting.
I'm bored now. I was getting really excited it was going to be some sort of thing that the lawnmower got out of control or this.
No, I'm afraid not.
It's not like
we've regretted it ever since.
We should have made up a good story.
You should have done, yeah.
Can I just say that the last time I did a radio interview, the first thing I said made me sound like a knob. And I think I've done it again tonight.
Not at all. Not at all. Because at least it... Well... Boring, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a boring story, that.
So how did Revenge of the Lawn come about, then?
Well, Rob and I actually started working together. How long ago was it?
In the early 90s.
Yeah, early 90s. And I had a bit of bad luck. My son was very ill, and it all just came to an end. And I drifted off and got totally involved in bringing out my son. And it was... How many years later we met?
About four or five. It was outside Brantano's. Should I plug them? It was out there. So there I met up with him, and I suppose you must have said, should we do something? Yeah. It was outside there, and you said, oh, should we do something?
Finish off that rubbish that we started.
Finish off then, and yeah. And
15 years ago.
So was it a gigging band 15 years ago?
No.
It was just something that you did, and that was it, and just for a bit of fun.
In fact, I was very reluctant to start gigging.
Really?
Totally reluctant. Cool.
See, I'm not... Oh. By the emails you send me, I think
we've only been
jumping at the
bit. Since May.
Really?
Yeah, it took them six months to get him to do it.
Is that because you were a little bit shy, or you just didn't want to take it out on the road, or cantankerous? Yeah.
Well, I just knew it was going to be really hard work and we weren't going to get paid for it, basically. That's what it's like on the island, isn't it?
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, yeah. You want to try radio. Yeah. Anyway, how many people are in the band?
Five, most of the time.
Yeah,
and officially. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have, so far we've had one guest. We've had a guest percussionist.
Right.
Dave Packer.
Oh, yeah.
He came out and did a blinding bit of percussion with us.
Yeah.
We do want to reach 23, though, eventually.
What, in the band?
Yeah.
That's an orchestra.
Yeah, well, I suppose it will be, yeah.
So if anybody out there is a brass section,
we'd
be really interested in working with you.
Yeah.
Really, is that what you want, a brass section?
You're getting excited now, aren't you?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, well, I'm going to turn your mic down. You seem to be getting a little bit too excited.
Any brass players, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you play a bit of trumpet on the album, don't you?
Oh, we trumpet, trombone, sax.
Yeah, sax. All sorts of things.
Not me.
Not well, though. No. We go for the scatolite.
The rickety brass sound.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
We did we spent about 3 hours with me in between a curtain and the front door once, didn't we?
Just doing the
same sax line over and over again.
Trying to get it right.
And then I finally got it right and we never used it.
But we do just record one bit and then with the trickery of computers.
That's the beauty of it now.
Julie, who is... she sings, plays keyboards, plays melodica... Plays trumpet, clarinet, what else? That's about it, bit of percussion.
She can do quite much.
She can play brass well. And sometimes we use the brass and she plays it beautifully, and beautiful is right. But sometimes we've got to put a nasty, horrible-sounding sax over the top just to muck it up a bit.
I bet she hates that.
She absolutely goes mental.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get the blame for the music we play tonight as well, aren't I? I know that's going to happen. Because Julie's going to be listening. And
but don't tell her.
I won't tell her.
Julie, it was Glyn's fault.
Yeah.
Should we have a listen then?
Okay.
I mean, what would you describe your sound as?
Oh, don't ask.
Come
that.
On. No, you knew I was going to ask that question.
Music hall.
You always ask that question and we don't know. There is a definite streak of music hall.
I thought you were going to hate that.
No, definitely.
There is a little bit. When we're in a pub, yeah.
I mean, Dread the Drummer's into that. He's into pantomimes. And
Yeah.
I was brought up playing the ukulele, so I played loads of kind of tea time jazz when I started off. And that's kind of stuck with us lyrically, hasn't it?
Yeah. Mm. And I like pantomime.
Yeah.
I used to go and see a lot. So there we go. We're sort of pantomime music, I suppose.
Tidal Wave Dave is a classic Tin Pan Alley song, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
Only with a modern twist.
Mm. Well, I think that's quite a good analogy.
I'm talking about
saying.
The reggae. Klezmer, Eastern European influences, the African influences.
Let's play this song because you're ruining my next link on this bit.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Glyn, that was very unprofessional.
Because I was having a listen and there's one of the songs I want to pick you up on in a minute.
Okay.
Right, so this song is called Matalo.
Right.
And is there an explanation why it's called Matalo at all? Or is it best that we just play this song?
It's about a sailor.
Okay, let's play this song then. Here we go.
Yeah.
That was Revenge of the Lawn with Matalo, and we're going to hear more from the boys in just a couple of minutes' time.
FM 107 and 102. Isle of Wight Radio.